Welcome to another episode of Worst Collection Ever, presented to you by the Sideshow Network. This is the show where we tell you about the worst comic book collection in history that just happens to belong to us. I'm Jen.
I'm Sean.
And here we are again, once again yelling into a laptop for your audio pleasure.
Well, here's the thing.
Well, we kind of fucked up.
Well, we didn't really fuck up. I mean, we didn't fuck up. We woke up a little bit late the other day, and we were going to tape in the studio. And then we were going to tape in the studio this morning, and there's just some issues getting there.
Yeah, so it didn't work out.
Yeah, and it just... I don't think the world wants us to tape this episode.
No.
I feel like it's been very cursed.
They were like, no, this episode should not be taped. Maybe it's this podcast. They're like, stop doing this podcast.
Possibly. They've heard this and they're like, you know what, you guys are
spare humanity. Whatever the fuck you're gonna do. Spare them.
They're upsetting children.
Yeah. You're releasing negative into the world, not positive.
No, well, I mean, we're not... I mean, some of our comments on iTunes, which, thank you, by the way.
Yeah, thank you, everybody.
You know, some of them, you know, have pointed out some stuff about the show. One of them mentioned that we talk about comics, but, like, you know, we talk about shitty comics, and we're... The way that I got it was that we're negative in a good way. Like, we make fun of it, and we don't sound uninformed, which...
Well, that's incorrect.
But however, I think we're smarter than... Here's the thing, we're much more put together than we probably give ourselves credit for. Probably because we're not, you know, as enriched in information as some other people might be. Which, although, if you listen to other shows, not all of them are really that enriched in, you know, information and bullshit that we talk about. You know, and the stuff that we talk about, because we're going deep into, you know, reaches of comic books that nobody else is getting into. So, you know, we're doing that. Do we want to talk about the obvious right now? Are you having fun?
I'm sorry, I just happened to see, so Rob Bricken.
Yes.
Writes for IO9. I call him the patron saint of Gotham reviewers, because he was reviewing the TV show Gotham there for a while. He really hated Batman v Superman.
Oh, get well.
And he says, and I quote, "I feel like the last two..." This is on Twitter. "I feel like the last 2 weeks, Zack Snyder's press interviews constitute probable cause for the police to search his home for human remains." I think it's right. Okay, so anyway, yes.
Well, since we're on the subject, let's get into this movie. Let's talk about this movie just a little. Actually, just a, not a ton.
Just a smidge, because I actually have to be on Comics on Comics.
Were you talking about this movie specifically?
Yeah, so I don't want to repeat myself.
So yeah, now we have a show to do.
I don't think being a good guest constitutes me yelling "What the fuck?" over and over again. I'm worried if I
talk too much,
I'm going to end up with.
But I also did run into it because we just actually came from WonderCon today, and I did here in Los Angeles, and I did run into a good friend of mine, Mr. Chris Gore, who spoke to a little bit about comics with Batman v Superman, and he was like, "Oh man, I want to hear your thoughts too." So I was like, "Oh, we'll talk about this week," you know. Yeah. So it's cool. And so I mean, look, I'll just say this: it's a fuck of a movie. Here's the thing: I don't completely hate it. I don't completely hate it. It's a movie. It's a stupid movie.
Yeah, it's dumb.
It's a dumb movie. It's about as dumb as Avengers. And Avengers 2.
Yeah, but those were fun.
Well, here's the thing.
Maybe not Avengers 2.
Avengers 2, it's about as dumb as that, but here's the thing. It's like, I am much more in tune with the source material for the Superman and Batman. Mostly by proxy through you.
Right.
Especially for Batman. But there's a lot of, stuff in it that's just inconsistent tonally, and it's the movie itself is overly long.
Yeah, well, that's true.
And unnecessarily bloated with stuff that just doesn't need to be there. That doesn't really serve a ton of purpose. That to be because given the way that that we've experienced in the past couple of years and how DC has dragged its feet in creating a cinematic universe. You know, they set up stuff, and I don't really have hope for them to pay it off.
Right. Well, and, you know, I did see, actually, Slate, the headline, Slate.com, the headline for their review of this movie, and this is not a spoiler because it's right there on the front page, is Batman v Superman is a 2.5-hour trailer for future movies.
Pretty much.
And that's pretty much what it is. It's exactly what it is. It just, like, he throws in a bunch of shit. It's, like, setting up a bunch of crap. And you're like, oh, okay, so these are the things that are to come. But again, I really don't have any faith that if or when they pull these off, that they're going to be enjoyable.
That's the thing.
Or something that I'm actually going to want to
see. Well, if it's any indication of what these movies, if Batman v Superman...
By the way, and this is not a spoiler, I'm avoiding spoilers here, but, way more horses in this movie than you
would. Oh, yeah. There's like 50 horses.
There's like all the horses, and you're like, why are there so many horses in this movie? But there are a lot of horses.
A lot of horses.
Yeah, just for me personally.
A lot of pointless people dying.
Yeah, a lot of people dying for
a lot of reason. I'll just be honest. There's more of that in this movie than I mean. They do try to address it.
Yeah, but like they specifically. Do such a fucking piss poor job of it. You're like,
Just because you say something,
just because you said it doesn't mean it's fucking true. Like,
it's like just because you say it, just because like the movie
just
goes,
just because you have a respected newsman say it on
because they'll do that. This is not really
spoilers.
You know, there's a big fight going on. They're like. It's like, oh, don't worry, but, you know, it's like, hey, well, you know, Metropolis is safe because of blah, blah, blah. And then, you know, minutes later, Superman gets literally thrown into a building that has all of its lights on.
Right.
Which, you know, usually means that people are in those buildings.
Right.
You know, so yeah, we're...
I think for me, because, you know, obviously, everybody knows there's a big Batman Superman fight in it. And there is definitely a fight. I'd like to say pretty much what I said last week was right.
Oh, I think, yeah.
Is obvious, but...
we'll go ahead and say it again.
Which is, yeah, they might fight a little bit, and they might have a little bit of a fight, but eventually they're going to team up to fight a bigger enemy, and that's exactly what happens. Because, I mean, this is a fucking comic book movie, and it's a story. It's exactly what happens. During the Batman-Superman fight, I was so sad.
Yeah.
I think that was the thing. I was just... And the longer it went on, the sadder I got. And I was like, wait a second. I actually, at least for the reason that they're fighting right here, I don't want to see this.
I know, that's the thing. It's particularly for that reason.
Especially for that reason.
In general, I didn't want them to fight because I'm like, this isn't the time to do it.
Well, no, not when they first meet is not the time to do it.
Yeah, not your first thing out of the gate when you're like, you know, okay, we're bringing... You know, new Batman in, and we're doing this, and we're bringing Wonder Woman in. It's like, oh, let's have them fight. I mean, that's just, you know, you could have done a story or something. Or Batman wasn't even needed in this.
No, he wasn't.
You know, we didn't need him. If you wanted to do another Batman, do another fucking Batman.
Yeah.
You know, you're done with the Nolan verse, just do, you know, the Affleck verse.
Actually, and I will admit, because I was one of the first people to, like, freak the fuck out when I heard that Ben Affleck was going to be cast as Batman. He's not bad. He's fine. He does a pretty good job. I think he looks fantastic as Bruce Wayne.
Yeah, he looks good.
And as Batman. I mean, he's one of the few, you know, that I feel can pull off both a Bruce Wayne and Batman. Because I know a lot of people are like, Michael Keaton was such a great Batman and whatever. I'm like, yeah, he was a great Batman. But as Bruce Wayne, I never bought it.
Yeah.
Just because, you know, Bruce Wayne is supposed to be this gorgeous... You know, Michael Keaton, not so much. Sorry, Michael. not that he listens to this show. But like, I feel that, like, Ben Affleck really pulled it off, and he did really well. It's just, I'm not sure I'm a huge fan of this version of Batman, and that has nothing to do with Ben
Affleck.
Well,
I will say this much. This version of Batman, Batman himself.
He's a fucking psycho.
Psycho.
And an idiot.
And stupid as shit.
Yeah.
When you're watching the movie and you're just like, okay, this is what, this is Batman, you know, from what you know of Batman, overall.
Yeah.
The world's greatest detective. Let's just make that a point.
Yeah, no.
Because that's what people, know, that's what he's called.
Yeah.
That's what he's known as. Known for being the world's greatest detective.
He's a genius.
And he is the dumbest piece of shit.
Yeah. I wouldn't say he's the dumbest, but he's pretty fucking stupid.
Yeah, he's okay. Yeah,
the fact that he doesn't catch on to what's going on is he's an idiot. And he should, because again, world's greatest detective.
And also I think I made this point today, you know, talking to our friend Chris, that, and I'll say it again, that Henry Cavill. What?
No, go ahead.
He's okay. Look, he looks great as Superman.
He sure does, yeah.
But he doesn't really bring much more to the character of Superman.
No.
That hasn't already been done way better before.
Well, he's just and you know, I hate to say this because you know, I think Henry Cavill is just very pretty. And, but that's the problem. Henry Cavill is very pretty.
Yes.
He looks great as Superman. He's got the blue eyes and the hair and the whole thing. He's tall and he's broad and you're like, yes, this is great. But it's just like you put a suit on just a very pretty mannequin. Like, he doesn't bring a whole lot to the table.
I would have liked it if that was a movie where it was like,
do so much better.
It was like, I'll get you, and then somebody just throws a mannequin dressed as Superman at Ben Affleck.
Yeah, and honestly, that's the just, whole fucking checked, movie. You just Zack Snyder into the movie.
Just Zack Snyder, just like, movie.
Oh, by the way, something that I absolutely hated that has nothing to do with the movie. We saw it on Thursday night. And so you sit through the trailers, and then right before the movie starts, you get a very shitty quality, not even in proper aspect ratio, little thing from Zack Snyder, where he's sitting there being like, please don't video it, and don't spoil it for anybody else once you leave. And you're like, fuck you, Zack Snyder. Like,
yeah, I know, he has to tell, I don't know if anybody else will listen to this that has seen the movie that came before. I don't know if it was just a thing for the Thursday audiences or for the early audiences where it's like Zack Snyder's like, please don't say anything.
Don't spoil the enjoyment for other people.
Nah,
look like, at my bad tattoos. And you're like,
okay. I'm like, dude, fuck you.
Yeah, fuck you. Now I want to tell everybody.
Now that you told me not to, now I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
Because nobody, yo, what's his face ain't coming on here? J.J. Abrams and oh, whoever, look at Joss Whedon or whoever the fuck's doing these movies for Marvel.
Like. Not only that, but it looks like it was shot in portrait mode on my fucking iPhone. I was just like, what is this? Why is this here? But yeah, and then just as an FYI for anybody who has not seen it.
Shot on ColecoVision.
This is not a spoiler. They actually told us this before we watched the movie because we saw it at the Arclight here in Hollywood, or here in Los Angeles, where they always have a person come and tell you how long the movie's going to be, and if there's a scene after the credits, there is no scene.
Did they say that?
Yeah. This guy did. Yeah, remember, that's how we knew not to stay. The guy was like, there is
no... I looked at
Run
P.
Oh, because that guy said it too.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he was like, you know, just so you know, there is no scene after the credits.
Let's get the fuck out.
So, again, which sucks, because that's what you're hoping for one. And again, they did it in Man of Steel.
Well, here's the thing, though. For the shit that would have gone after the credits, they pretty much did it in the movie anyway.
Well, they did. I mean, obviously, but...
Whatever. Because it was a five-hour movie, so they're like, oh.
It was really, like, extra, like, super long. And then, like, halfway through, I'm like, well, this has to be over soon. And you're like, oh, no, it's only halfway.
Halfway over.
Still have to sit through the rest of this. So,
and we did.
And we sure as fuck did.
We will say Wonder Woman.
Oh yeah, no.
We gotta talk about her real quick. She's fantastic.
Yeah, for the little amount of time that Wonder Woman shows up as Wonder Woman, not Wonder Woman as Diana Prince.
That's right.
Because
Wonder Woman as Diana Prince
is just like, again, one of those pretty little mannequins who like walks from.
Wonder Woman as Diana Prince is walking around. She's like, I mean, literally.
You're like, oh, you're wearing.
I'm not gonna
clothes without backs. Like, I don't. Okay. Like,
oh, yeah.
But just like, obviously, like, uber awkwardly cut clothing. That's supposed to just really accentuate just how hot she is, which is whatever. It's fine. But when she shows up, like, there's one part, and it's not the part that everybody's seen in the trailer. There's a part that I actually did not expect, and like, it's not even an action part. And you see Wonder Woman, and you're like, yes, that's so fucking awesome! Like, that I was excited about. I was so excited for that. And now I'm like, oh, Wonder Woman movie. I hope this is going to be good and not a steaming pile of boring shit.
Yeah, no, it's going to be, I think it's going to be good. I mean, Gal Gadot is, I mean, she's not, she doesn't blow me away, but no. I mean, but she does, as Wonder Woman per se, as Wonder Woman, she does pretty good.
Yeah, she was fine.
Yeah, you know, she comes on, and she does the action well. You know, yeah. I mean, that's what
and,
I'll
and
say.
It's, well, and it's also hard to really say, like, you only really see her as Wonder Woman for, like, 7 minutes.
Yeah.
10 minutes. So it's hard to say if she's going to be, you know, if she can carry a whole movie. She was good in what she did.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, I was happy for that.
Also, get ready for, now, this is just a minor spoiler, Wonder Woman banking.
Oh, yeah, banking.
Banking, like it's a fucking transporter movie or some shit.
Yeah, Wonder Woman.
The David Michael Statham.
Wonder Woman participating in the financial industry.
David Statham is like in the background, you're like, hey, make sure you get all the money in the bag. He's just there making sure she gets all the money for her so he can drive her to fucking Bermuda or where the fuck he's gonna
drive her to Bermuda.
Yeah,
Bermuda an island.
Well, he's gonna just he's
the car boat.
Well, yeah, it's a car boat. What happens is like
they have an amphibious car. You know they do make those.
I don't think you can drive
them to Bermuda.
What's gonna happen is when the movie when he comes back to that franchise, which because he wasn't in the Refueled, but he will come back to that movie and he'll be driving submarines. He'd be like somebody's gonna be like. I want to drive to, you know, I know we're in, like, Greece, but I want to drive to, like, America or something. And they're like, and he's like, all right, I'll get you there. And he just, you know, jumps in the water and...
Is it like a little Ford Fiat, just like...
It's a Ford Fiat that turns into, like, a little submarine.
Yeah, it just, like, drives along the bottom of the ocean.
Yeah, and they see Aquaman.
Aquaman flips and the bird flips.
Aquaman's like, what the fuck? What is this shit? It's like, I got Fiats now. Submarines.
Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, I think that's my general thoughts on Batman v Superman.
Yeah, we can go into more of the minutia of it, which actually...
Yeah, listen to me whenever I'm on Comics on Comics, where I will be talking about this with Juan. Juan Manuel Rocha.
Thank you.
And I can't remember
who... Ed Greer.
Ed Greer, thank you. Mm-hmm. We will be discussing this, and if you're in Los Angeles.
Oh, yeah. You can actually come see this.
This Thursday, yeah. March 31st, if you want to come down to the Hollywood Improv at 6 p.m., it's free, and you can watch the three of us talk about Batman v Superman. Full spoil, you know.
Superman.
Obviously, full of spoilers. We're going to talk about the whole thing. So,
which,
come
yeah.
Come on down, have a drink.
It's free, because it's free.
6 p.m., Hollywood Improv on March 31st.
Hollywood Improv Lab.
So yes, there's a lab down with the bro. So, but it's at the same building.
Yeah, you can't miss it. But it's yeah. I mean, for the minutia stuff of it, oh shit, we can be here all day talking about it.
Oh yeah.
For all the stuff, we're like, wait a minute, okay. So there's this part because I'm gonna see it again. I can't wait to have it on DVD just to be like, whoa,
wait,
oh, that happened because there's a few moments where both Jen and I have pointed out to each other. In the days past, like, did you see that? And I went, and we'd be like, no, I didn't see it. And it's like one person saw something else than the other.
Yeah, the other one didn't see.
Then I want to be like, I wish I could talk about it, but I could, you know, really can't because it's, you know, just like, it's just ridiculous. But
yeah, it's, it is something else.
Yeah. So. It's,
but just,
I did walk out of there, kind of like, Carl. From The Simpsons after they watched Homer on as Poochie the Riverside. Because that's the reference I was trying to get when I made that joke.
Which joke? The joke.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
No.
So you after they watched...
After we were walking out trying to find a bar?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Because we were walking, because there's just a part where they see him, they watch The Simpsons, you know, everybody comes over to Homer's house and to watch Poochie debut, and, you know, obviously it goes terribly. You know, it's a terrible thing. It's terrible. And Carl walks by Homer and he just goes, yeah, you got a nice home. You got a beautiful home, Homer. You got a nice house, Homer. And he just walks out.
Yeah.
That's how I felt after Batman.
Yeah, that's kind of.
I didn't want to hit the movie physically with my shoe. I actually,
there were
moments where I was watching the movie and I had something in my hand. I went, do I throw this? And I did not.
Yeah,
but
well, because, you know, you're a civilized human. And that's bad. But I mean, here's the thing. I am not a big drinker.
Nope.
I am not somebody who drinks often. I mean, like, we're talking, like, maybe one drink every 2 to 3 months. We walked out of Batman v Superman, walked straight to a bar, and I downed 2 cocktails. So that's just how I kind of felt about that movie.
It was necessary.
You would have needed the cocktails
when we were in the movie.
Well, that's the thing. I wanted to go to the dine-in theater, but they're not fucking showing it there because there's a dine-in theater.
I wonder if they're doing that on purpose.
Probably.
Because they know people are going to be like, I'm getting fucked up and watching Batman v Superman because fuck.
Because my whole plan, because Batman v Superman actually premiered on my birthday, even though we saw it the day before.
Yeah, you were 25.
March 25th.
sorry. I said...
I was 25, well, that ship has sailed, friend. my plan was to go to this dine-in movie theater that's near us and drink my way through the movie. And I've been planning this literally since I heard it was announced. And they were not showing it. And I was very upset. And they're still not showing it. So I just had to go to a regular movie theater, which is fine. But I could not drink my way through it. And I was very sad because you know what? That probably and maybe that's for the best because I think I would have just gotten loud.
I think after the first like 5 minutes, you would be like more. It's like that lady. You gotta cut that lady off.
Yeah, somebody's gonna cut that bitch off.
Yeah. You're like oh.
Yeah, pretty much. I'd be like, leave the entire bucket of Coronas just for me.
Coronas.
I don't know.
What is it, Fast and the Furious?
Yes, this is a family.
It's a family. I mean, me and Vin Diesel are gonna share these Coronas while we watch this movie. Hey, I know Gal Gadot. She's pretty good.
I'm just like trying to kill myself with a beer bottle.
That's horrible.
Kill death. So yeah, I mean, go see Batman v Superman, I guess, if you want to cry. I mean,
for people that listen to the show,
I think here's
you've already seen it.
You know it, and I think,
or maybe you're going to see it.
I think there's a really good point that we were watching on Angry Video Game Nerd reviewed this movie with his friends on YouTube. And he was just like, all of these movies are starting to run together. All of these, because once you've seen a superhero movie, you've kind of seen them all at this point. Especially the DC ones, they just are starting.
It's not so much that I'm getting overwrought
by these, but
at the same time, it's not like there's anything... Outside of maybe like something like Guardians of the Galaxy that finds a way to differentiate itself.
That was very different.
I
thought, you know, Captain America, Winter Soldier, I felt did a very good job.
Winter Soldier, too. Yeah, I mean, that's probably the best one of all of these. It's very, it's unique in its presentation. But, like, you know, Avengers 2, you know, this movie.
Yeah, I know. I just, it's fine. Go see it. It is acceptable. I mean, it's a movie.
It's a thing you will see,
Batman v Superman does exactly what it's supposed to do in that it is a movie.
Yeah.
So
I'm glad. You know what I'm just realizing here? I'm glad we're taking the time to yell into our computer again because, given the fact that we just spent almost a half hour talking about this movie, would have
we would have really run into people.
We would have been saying because this is necessary for you people here on listening land. And thank you for bearing with us here. Hopefully you enjoyed our little review here.
Yes.
So
again,
you know what?
Maybe
we should take a little break here. And then we will come back with our first book.
I wasn't done.
Oh, you're not done.
Yeah. I was just going to say again, if you want to hear more, March 31st, 6 PM, Hollywood Improv.
Come on down. Comics to Comics, with our good friend Juan Manuel Rocha and Ed Greer and Jen.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Andrew Steven, and you probably don't know me. But I host a show about comedy, the internet, and television. It uses NBC's new streaming comedy channel, CISO, as a jumping-off point to tell stories like Looking for Bill Murray.
The path eventually led to Bill's youngest brother, Joel. Someone knew Joel.
That's me. I've always been a boxer's guy, and Billy. My brother Ed, who's the oldest. My brother Brian.
Prank calling Steve Martin.
But the best thing that we would ever do is we had a 2-line phone system in our house. So we would dial one number, like we would dial Steve Martin, then we dial Martin Short, and then we'd conference call and take ourselves out of it, and they would both be like,
oh, what's up, Steve? What's up, Martin?
Plus, the UCB's Matt Besser sings.
Cannabis oils, butter, wax, and shatter.
Kulop Vlasak talks about how she created bajillion-dollar properties.
It was going to be two female real estate brokers, and we were going to call it Two Broker Girls.
And Dan Harmon teaches me how to write a story.
Like, with only a couple of lies, you can make a hero out of a villain.
So if you like comedy, you watch CISO, or you just like interesting stories, be sure to subscribe to the CISO C Show on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can find more info at SideshowNetwork.tv or CISOshow.com. New episodes every Monday.
Okay, we're back here on Worst Collection Ever here on Sideshow Network. We didn't mention we were on Sideshow Network.
Did we? I did, yes. I said it in the beginning. I have a little spiel that
I noticed that, yeah.
I'm trying to commit to.
Okay.
I'm not sure if it's the best spiel, but that's what I'm going
for. It's a good spiel. It's actually a good spiel. It's a much better spiel than what I was doing in the first 50 episodes. I was like, oh, we have a show. Armpit farts, you know.
I'm fucking efficient.
I know, you're good.
That's what I do.
That's why I'm married to you. Guys, we're married.
I really, really respect this woman's efficiency. She should be my wife.
Do other podcasts do that when they're married? I always feel like anytime you're like, how does this get made? Like, it's so obvious that Paul and June are married. But they do
mention it sometimes, especially like... especially more recently after they had a baby.
Well, right. But sometimes you'll do that. And like, I think I feel like episodes like Paul F. Tompkins would be like, oh, you guys are married. You can talk like you are.
Yeah.
You know, but anyways. But anyways, we're back. And let's get into our first book. We do have two books to talk about.
We sure do.
And the second of which is Batman v Superman related. We'll get to that.
Well, not really, but...
Well, it has people.
Tangentially, it really. It has the same characters.
and so that it has the B of the BVS.
Sounds like a fucking STD.
BVS?
I have BVS.
I know. You should walk in there like, I got BVS. What is that? I saw Batman v Superman and I fell asleep and it made me sick.
I bet Bruce Wayne gives a lot of women BVS.
Yeah. It should be a class action lawsuit against this movie.
I thought you were going to say against Bruce Wayne, did it? Bruce Wayne's dick, and I was like, yeah.
Well, that too. And actually, that'd be a great like the people versus Bruce Wayne. You'd be like, what's it about? It's like, well, you know, his dick. Anyways, first of which we're going to do Web of Spider-Man, yep. Number 46 from January 1989 on the cover. It is Spider-Man, and he is leaping into action in the background against Necra, who is apparently in New England.
Yeah.
He says Necra, New England. Necra, who is...
a demon?
She's a demon hate woman who is from... I know her from Alpha Flight.
Yeah.
You know, she's been around, apparently. She's been around with the event, you know, messing with the Avengers. And apparently also Hank Pym. I'm sorry, Henry Pym.
It pisses me off that they call him Henry Pym. I realize it's the same thing. However, if you call him Hank in the comic book, you call him Hank on the cover.
But it's Henry Pym.
This is how I feel about
things. It is red jumpsuit days.
Yeah.
Is Steve, is Million Dollar Man Steve Rogers.
Yeah.
Days.
I would just like to say, Necra, it's a lot of look. She's got, like, some I Dream of Genie hair. She's wearing, like, flip-flops.
She's wearing flip-flops.
Also, but, like, she has, like, Wonder Woman's bracers, but also for her legs.
Yeah.
And she has, like, a skirt. It's one of those ones that has slits up both sides. And the way she's standing, it's going, like, the front of it's going through her legs, but it just makes her look like she's a very long vagina.
Yeah.
Like, just a really long fucking vagina. It's just an ill-fitting diaper at this point.
Yeah, it's a very weird kind of gothy...
Yeah, I feel like I should cosplay as this woman. I am pale enough that I don't need body paint. So...
you have the world's longest vagina.
I do! I have the world's longest vagina! But I was gonna say maybe not go for the long vagina look, but, you know, I could embrace it.
Well, you can get your hair like that. You just cut your hair recently, so you don't have all that.
Well, I can get a wig. I mean,
wig.
You know, drag queens would wear hair like that, but it's always a wig. So
you also need to get like some sort of fangs or something. Or she looks like she has like
I can get fangs.
Mm. Anyway, so she's about to fuck him up. So, anyways, so we're now Yeah, so into the book. The story is called The Power of Hate! Exclamation point.
Yeah. So Peter Parker is in this New England town. I don't know exactly where.
It says Shriver Cove, Massachusetts.
Sure, which I don't think is a place.
Maria Shriver Cove.
Yep.
On Cape Cod. See, it says right there, Cape Cod.
It's on Cape Cod. So he had to take a boat to get here.
Yeah.
You don't have to take a boat to go to Cape Cod.
Well, you just drive out to the Cape.
You can drive out to the Cape. I was thinking Nantucket.
There's Martha's Vineyard, I think you got to take a boat to.
Yeah, and Nantucket. So, anyway. So he's there, and as he's getting out of the car, like, this dude in jogging shorts and a wife beater and loafers runs up to him.
That's right.
And he's like, hate outsiders, kill them, and then hate. So basically, this guy is me.
So this is
I hate. This was like
running. As soon as Spider-Man got out of the car, someone just started running at him yelling hate.
Hate!
Which, I think is awesome.
Yeah, I mean, you know, what else you gonna do with your time? You gotta tell.
What else you gonna do with your time?
You gotta tell people you hate shit.
Well, I mean, especially if you don't have a job, you just get out of work.
I mean, you're
like,
wearing loafers and jogging shorts on, like, I'm assuming a Wednesday afternoon. Because obviously, why not be Wednesday afternoon? So you gotta do something with your time, and this is productive. Running around the square yelling hate. So this guy attacks him, and he throws him off. And the cops come, and then his buddy, what's his buddy's name? Jeff. He's the guy who's basically, the reason Peter Parker's in town is because he is going to be on some local talk show to talk about the book of Spider-Man pictures that he just published. Which basically is like Kim Kardashian publishing a book called Selfie.
Yeah.
Which is something that happened.
Yeah.
So he's just publishing a book, a coffee table book full of pictures of himself. So he's going to be on this morning show to talk about it. So his buddy Jeff's like, man, I'm sorry that guy attacked you, but...
Well, you know, it's a convenient book.
Yeah.
I think it's good. And, you know,
Peter Parker needs
well,
money.
He needs the money. Kim Kardashian doesn't need it. But at the same time, convenient for people who don't have phones or don't have, you know, the time to look at her Instagram.
Sure, I guess. I mean, I am one of those people who does not want to look at her Instagram.
But there's people that want to look at it and say, you know what, but I just don't want...
I don't feel that I have enough time to really study this picture.
Yeah.
I would like it in printed form.
Yeah, so Peter Parker is the first to do that. Peter Parker is pretty progressive.
He really is. So his buddy's like, man, sorry about that. We have a big problem with stress in this little tiny seaside town where nothing happens.
Why... if I were Peter Parker... I'd get in my car
and drive away
and leave because holy shit.
What the fuck?
Somebody's stressed out. Yeah, people get stressed out.
Some dude yelling hate just
But if somebody, me. But somebody randomly yelling hate at you and jumping at you.
Yeah.
Wearing loafers.
Yeah.
Come on.
Loafers and jogging shorts. Obviously, this man is mentally ill.
Yes.
So he's like, well, you know, don't worry about it. We've got a clinic people go to. Everything's fine. But here's your name.
It's the clinic.
He calls it the clinic.
I know, but it is.
Free clinic? Like, is it. Do y'all have syphilis? Like,
I know,
that's the one thing. Syphilis, and it's like, y'all grown
he's,
crazy.
He's mad because he's like, he's like, you gave us the clap.
Syphilis does, if left untreated, make you insane. So maybe that's the problem.
Is that what we're trying to say here?
Yes, I think that's it. This whole town has untreated syphilis.
What a horrible time to live.
None of them decided to get it checked or antibiotics or all that fun stuff. So, anyway, he's like, all right, well, here's your inn. And then Peter Parker's like, okay, well, I'm going to go to sleep.
I'm going to sleep, and then we get a shot of him sleeping or laying in bed.
And his window blows, like,
well, I mean,
an explosion.
Let's make a point here. Peter Parker looks like he's sleeping, and he has a gigantic erection.
Yeah, he does, because he's got, like, one knee up, but the way it's drawn just looks like a huge dick. Peter Parker, the world's biggest dick.
he's pitching a power tent.
He's pitching the biggest tent.
Mm.
Like four people could sleep under that thing. So there's an explosion. It actually does blow some of his window in. He's like, what the hell? Sounds like a mob. And there is a mob. There's a whole mob outside yelling, hate outsiders, and they just blew up his rental car.
And there's fire and violence going on outside.
Yes, like right outside his fucking window. And he's like, oh, that's not good. So he gets in his Spider-Man costume. He goes outside. And everybody sees him. And they're like, oh, no, it's a second outsider.
Spider-Man, hate.
Hate, hate, hate.
Hate, 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 hate.
Instead of the guy, like, obviously these people are too crazed by syphilis to put two and two together, where the guy who's here in town to talk about the Spider-Man pictures he took happened to bring Spider-Man with him. Maybe that means he's Spider-Man. But again, crazy syphilis people. So they just start fighting, and everybody's yelling hate.
I do like the thing at the bottom here where he's, like, fighting a guy.
Yeah.
And he's like, hate, hate. You know, he's the guy's literally
hate,
like,
hate, hate.
He's like, tell me what's going on. He's like, I'll tell you nothing. I hate you. And then the guy just starts yelling at him. I hate all outsiders. Hate, hate, hate. Yeah. Like, right? Okay. Yeah. And then he passes out.
Yeah. And Spider-Man, hate.
He passed out from all the hate.
Yep.
Which I'm surprised I've never.
Only that actually works.
If that actually happened in my life.
Like, yeah.
That would
if only that happened. Like, Donald Trump would be in a coma.
Shit, I'd be in a coma.
Well, I hate a lot of things myself. I would not have gotten out of a coma from the time I was like 13 to the time I was about 22.
I would be just...
Because I was just nothing but a burning ball of hatred.
Yeah.
Towards just like all things.
I should just be waking up right now.
Yeah.
Be like, hey, what's going on in the world?
And be like, oh fuck, we have smartphones now?
Wait, who's Kim Kardashian? Why does she have a book?
God damn it, now I know that. I'm going to go now, hate, pass out.
Again, I'll go back to sleep, guys.
So he's like, oh, that's weird. So he goes back into his room.
He goes back in his room and calls.
No, his phone is ringing in his room, okay? And so he's like, oh, shit, I got to go answer that phone.
Wait, he hears his phone?
Yeah. It's ringing, and he's like, shit, I gotta go answer it.
How's he hear his phone?
I don't know. And he picks it up.
He's not fucking Superman.
And it's his buddy Jeff.
He has a good spider hearing?
Apparently. And it's his buddy Jeff. And Jeff's like, oh, hey, man. So, like, your car got blown up? And, of course, as Jeff's calling, he's, like, striking, like, the Captain Morgan pose in his room, because we got this panel of him.
It is a very...
Just, like, with his leg up, just being like, yeah.
It is a very, like, sexy... late night pose.
It really is.
For a man when he's calling another man.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I mean,
cool.
I'm certain there's, you know, it just seems very, you know, very like, you know, they had to go out of the way to do that.
Yeah.
To be like, all right, it's like, you know, let's plot this out. So when we see Jeff, he's like, yeah, you know?
Yeah.
That's all the writer put was like,
sexy.
Actually, no, wait, the writer and
put a little note,
the writer and the
sexy.
Yeah, no, actually, though, the writer and, what's his name here? Richard something.
Yeah.
The writer and the scripter.
Yeah.
So he was like, sexy, yeah, draw.
And they're like, all right.
Yeah.
And so, Peter's like, what? I didn't know that. It blew, like, pieces of his window in. Like, it here's a picture of his, like, room being trashed to shit. And Peter's like, I didn't hear anything. Like...
I've been sleeping peacefully. Hello, I'm an idiot.
Literally outside of your room. You had to have heard it. But he tells Jeff he didn't hear it, but he's like, I guess I'll just be careful.
Why would you just not get out? He should be gone already.
Yeah.
What an idiot.
Like, doesn't he have to fill out a police
report? I mean, I know he's Spider-Man and he's got obligations and stuff, but...
But not only that, but, like, shouldn't the cops be there? He just goes back to bed.
Oh, the cops are a part of it.
Well, yeah, but he doesn't know that at this point. But yeah. You'd think the fact that no police showed up to the burning car in the middle of the town of 100...
Is the car still burning at this point?
I assume so.
Because nobody came and put it out. Like,
yeah,
the police, like, the fire department was just like, fuck it,
yeah.
I hate...
There's so much hate. So he goes on to COD Today, which I assume is on the Bass Fishing Network, to talk
COD
about...
COD Today. Actually, it'd be great. You would probably be a big fan of the COD Today would be Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Does he like fish?
Yeah. Oh, he apparently. So there. It came out like last year, pretty recently, about his actual diet, and he eats like 10 pounds of food a day,
Jesus,
or something like insane that
to maintain his mass.
Yeah, and he eats like nothing but cod. Like that's like the main thing he eats. Like he eats chicken and stuff, but like he primarily eats cod.
Ugh.
You know, because of the, you know. it's rich in protein.
Well, fish is very good for you, but I just can't imagine eating all that fish all the time.
He eats a lot of fish. I think somebody like tried to do that as like an experiment, and it didn't go well.
No, they probably threw up because of gross.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Jason, I'm surprised Dwayne Johnson is not hosting this, being like, guys, I love cod. And cod today!
Yeah.
Peter Parker's here. You talking about cod? You want some cod? Here's some cod.
Yeah.
Would you like to eat a cod?
Yeah. So they're like, oh, yay, okay, well, great. Peter just did his thing, and, like, he's walking away, and his friend's like, oh, you're doing so great, man. And Peter Parker's supposed to, like, look like he's, like, yes, like, all excited, but what it looks like is he's about to punch himself in the throat.
Yeah, he's just like Don Johnson.
And he looks really angry. He's got his fist up by his throat, and he just looks mad. And you're like, oh, calm down, bro.
And then for some reason, there's this random the host woman. Like, I don't know why we're getting an interaction here.
Well, because she said, like, the host woman's like, tomorrow, and this doesn't make any sense. It says, and I'm sure you'll also want to tune in tomorrow for our special investigative report on the perils of having a smoker in the family. Shared smoke. Are we all tarred with the same nicotine? Right? And then, like, you see the panel that she's actually a smoker.
Oh.
And that's the joke. But then her assistant's like, oh, I can't. I have to go to the clinic or whatever.
So her assistant's bringing her a cup of fire.
Yeah, here, have some fire.
Here, some fire.
I thought she was bringing her, like, the biggest lighter, but apparently it's
like, it was just a cup of coffee, but it was like,
God. It's like the Olympic torch to light her cigarette with. She's bringing her the Olympic torch. Here you go. Just fucking light your Virginia Slim off this motherfucker.
She's bringing the Olympic torch. The Olympic torch is running through here to light your cigarette. Oh, cod today.
Yes, oh, cod today. What a great, great show.
Can we reproduce? I think I need to pitch that at some point.
I think we're going to have our own talk show called Cod Today.
Cod Today, which is Dwayne Johnson and the Smoker Lady. Dwayne Johnson and the Smoker Lady sounds like an
80s buddy cop show.
Yeah, like Henry Davidson, Harley Davidson and the Marlboro Man.
Or what was the Jake and the Fat Man?
Jake and the Fat Man, you know, it's like, what was it, Dwayne Johnson and the Smoker Lady. It's like, they're all just driving in the car and she's just smoking and he's just like eating cod.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't eat cod and drive, kids, unless you're Dwayne Johnson. Anyways.
So they're like walking back through town and he's like, well, all right, I gotta get out because I gotta go. Or his buddy Jeff's like, I'm gonna go to the clinic. Hey, there's the clinic. It's that creepy building on top of the.
I think like they walk out and go, I gotta go to the clinic. Oh, hey, there's a clinic.
It's a creepy.
Oh, hi, Mark.
Yeah, and he's like, all right. So then you see him like talking to the receptionist, and he's like bent over on her desk, like leaning on her desk, talking to her. But he also like the way he's drawn, it looks like he's rubbing his own ass.
Oh yeah, I know. He's like.
Hey, can I go in early? And she's like, of course, so it's fine.
Like, I have an ass itch. Can I go in early?
Yeah, and Peter shows up, and he tries, and then the next panel underneath is, like, him in the same sort of pose.
Well, he's pocketing his hand. He's going full Kevin Nash.
He's touching his balls.
He's playing pocket pool.
And the receptionist knows she's not having it. She's not happy with this.
She got the face of a man that's walking up to her playing, yeah.
God damn it, I had
pants billiards.
I had ass rubber before you, and now I've got pocket pool man after you. And Jesus Christ, I'm just trying to do my job.
Well, he wants to go in, and he's like, hey, maybe she wants to, you know, maybe this doctor wants to have a
publicity. And talk about, no. Fuck you. Like, she won't let him in. So Peter's like, well, luckily Spider-Man can climb in a vent. And so he does. And he sees, like, a bunch of people, like, chanting and dancing in, like, a rainbow.
They're having a rainbow rave.
And they're wearing, like, diapers. And they're like, oh, our will is your will. Whatever. We are against the outsiders. We hate them all. And Peter Parker's like, what the fuck, man? What's wrong with this? So he, like, climbs into the building where he's like, I better call my friends the Avengers.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So he takes the time to, like, use their phone. So he tries to anyway, and, like, he gets spotted by these dudes, like, guards, so he has to, like, jump around. But he still makes the phone call. And Scarlet Witch.
Did he dial 1-800-COLLECT?
He did. And Scarlet Witch picks up the phone, where she's, like, laying around in a bikini, and she answers the phone, West Coast Avengers Headquarters, the Scarlet Witch speaking.
Yeah, did he say...
But don't they have a receptionist?
Well, also, too, fuck him for calling long distance.
Well, not only that, but, like, why would you call from the place that you've just broken into?
Well, he needs a call. Obviously, how's he going to get in touch with somebody?
He could run back to the hotel, swing on back. He's Spider-Man.
Because
he doesn't do anything immediately here. There's no reason for him to do this. Because he has to wait, as we see. Scarlet Witch is like, he's like, hey, I need help. I think I need Hank Pym to come and, like, do science.
Yeah, literally.
So, he's like, cool. And so then
he... which also, there's, like, a lot of, like... He calls, and she's like... He's like, hey, it's Spider-Man. She's like, bullshit.
Yeah.
Tell me something. Okay, if you're Spider-Man, tell me how did we beat this asshole? And he's like, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, ha ha, you did it. Yay. Well, we're having a pool party. Yeah, Hank. Yeah, I'll tell him.
Yeah. So he's like, all right. That's great. So then Hank Pym shows up in his little bug. Right? Spider-Man, I don't know where he goes. He just, like, hangs out in this building.
He goes back to his hotel to watch COD today.
That's what I mean. Why did he just fucking leave and, like, wait for Hank? Because he's still... The West Coast Avengers are obviously in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Hank Pym has to fly all the way over here to Cape Cod.
He flies overnight. Because the sun's just rising by the time he gets here.
Yeah. So why the fuck did Spider-Man have to make that phone call in the building he broke into?
I don't know.
He didn't. He didn't.
This wanted to pad out because they didn't really probably have anything else to talk about the story. So we needed a scene of him being discovered.
Right.
And have him being chased. And it's like, well, fuck it. He'll just make the phone call in the building.
Right.
They probably, maybe because they have free long distance.
Maybe, yeah.
Because he's calling.
Peter Parker did not want to pay for that on his hotel bill.
No.
It's a long distance phone call.
Yeah. And you know what? Actually, good Peter Parker, smartest man.
Yeah, maybe. So Hank Pym lands his bugmobile, and he's like, here's my microscopic lab. I'm going to do some science. And as he's doing science, he gets overwhelmed by these guards in diapers and taken to see Necra with her very long vagina.
Yeah.
Very, very, very long vagina.
Necra is introduced as the high priestess of the Cult of Hatred.
Yeah.
The other day you asked me, you're like, how does one become the high priestess of the Cult of Hatred? I was like, well, nobody stop it. You can just say you are.
I know. And I was like, shit, that's like my perfect job. That's my ideal job.
You need to go on a resume and just be like, you know, fostered hatred.
Like, I'm going to go on my LinkedIn and I'm going to change my title to High Priestess of the Cult of Hatred.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Why not? You know, if you're going to go big.
But hatred in the sense that, like, you just hate shitty things.
Oh, yeah, no, I just hate shitty things. I'm not talking, like, people.
Yeah.
I'm just talking, like, I hate things that are
stupid. I hate shitty people.
Yeah, but that's on a person-by-person basis. That's just not, like, a general blanket statement.
Yeah, I know why. So I feel like we're like, oh, man, it'd be great to be the person of hatred. It's like, no, we're not talking, like,
KKK and shit. No, not that type of hatred. I want nothing to do with that. I'm talking about, like, you release a movie and I go, I hate that movie. That's my thing. That's my niche, if you will, of hate.
You're good at hating stuff like
that sort of stuff.
Like Patton Oswalt hates stuff.
Yeah,
like his jokes about that stuff.
I hate. So apparently Necra has been like fostering this little cult because she's also trying to bring back Grim Reaper, who is dead, and she just carries him around in a glass.
Yeah, that's right. She looks very strange. She's just like, I got him in a freezy case.
Yeah. He's in a curio cabinet.
I dust him off occasionally.
Once a week. Gets a dusting. He's fine. So then Spider-Man's like, oh, I'm here too, by the way. And then, like, they start fighting.
Is there fighting? He says he hits her with some beams. She's like, I hate so much. Like, I'm so stronger than your beams or your fucking whatever the shit that you throw at me.
He tells her she throws my girl. Your webbing. Which, she's a girl, so yeah, she does.
Wait, she tells him she's a girl?
No, he says, you missed me. For all your strength, you throw like a girl. I'm like, well, she is female. Yes, that is correct.
He's like, you idiot.
So Hank Pym's like, I'm going to fight too.
I hate Spider-Man right now, so I don't blame her.
Yeah. He's like, I'm going to fight too. And these guys start fighting, and Hank Pym's like, oh, but I figured out what's wrong. There's like a chemical in the water that's making her... be able to control these people.
Flint, Michigan guys, wake up!
yeah, this is where this actually takes place in Flint. So there's fighting.
Flint, Cape Cod.
And so eventually Hank has like a...
Oh, hang on. It's a fireman going to put out Peter Parker's car.
Finally!
Finally! Oh,
about
thank
time,
God.
Guys. Car's been on fire for a while.
It's been on fire for 20 years. For 25
this
years.
This burning car, like in this random town. It's kind of like on The Simpsons where they have the tire fire that like never goes out.
Peter Berg's car, New England. Just
running Springfield tire fire. So then Hank has like a, you know those sticks that you can use to grab things?
Oh, like those dinosaurs at the end of a stick?
Yeah, and like you use them to like, you could be like, I'm going to pick something up with that. He has one of those, but it has like a rocket on it, and it grabs her.
Yeah, see, this is bullshit, because he's like, I got this, like, they, because they're trying to like, beat her up with these weapons. Actually, my favorite thing is when he unleashes his little lasers, mm-hmm. and she's like, science weapons, no! what is this? And then, but then they just shoot her, and she's like, I hate so much that these weapons don't work on me.
Yeah, she doesn't pass out
Which they look hatred. Like basically cameras. I'm like, yeah, because they're cameras.
Yeah, and her and she doesn't pass out from hatred, so like, what the fuck, man? So they like pin her to a wall.
You pin her to a wall, which, I mean...
Which, fine, I guess. Like,
but here's the thing, because what happens is...
Her hands are like, she can still like shoot beams from her hands, but apparently pinning her to the wall distracts her, is like so unexpected she stops hating, or like her hate power.
She just kind of hangs out.
Yeah, her hate power like drops.
Yeah.
Because they even say something like, later on, I'll point it out. So like they use the antidote on the cultists, and all of them are like, why am I wearing diapers? And they're like, oh.
Yeah, the one guy's like, I'm a pacifist. What am I doing here?
But I'm like a fucking pacifist, bro. Like,
he's thinking, just Hank Pym's not just kind of just doing science things.
Yeah, and like Spider-Man.
Like, he's like, I got these little things that stop people from doing things. Like, I got this giant magnet ball that takes all of your weapons.
Yeah.
Which I thought was funny.
So then, as they free everybody, they're like, don't worry about it. You know, it's fine. And like, then they hear this big thoom. And
well, what Spider-Man does is he sprays them all down like a hot 80s video with like his hose in his arms.
He sings Pour Some Sugar on Me and just sprays all these people.
He's like, oh yeah, let's
this is a wet t-shirt contest at Spring Break.
Spring Break.
What's going on? This is Spring Break 95, man.
Spring Break 89. You got Warrant. You got White Lion.
We've got real chicks in really high-cut bikini bottoms and wet t-shirts.
Also cultists in diapers.
That are neon. So we've got that. So anyways, half off specials on slushy margaritas.
Ooh.
So they hear a thoom and Peter Parker's like, oh no, she's back on the loose. And Hank Pym says, yes, we knew the fork wouldn't hold her once her hatred returned. Somehow, so, I don't
But she's
know,
the high priestess of hatred.
I don't know
how would she stop hating so much?
I don't know. Apparently if you pin somebody who hates to a wall, their hatred goes away.
Okay.
But with, like, a fork.
All right. Well, let's do that to the Donald. See how that works.
Yeah, just stab.
With a fork. Be like, hey, stand between this fork.
Yeah, just stand between, like, a big tuning fork.
No, I want like, a big dinner fork with the middle cut out, and just somebody just put it up there and be like, the Donald's been served.
Like, can I get somebody to make me a big fork? Where do you go to get big silverware?
I don't know. You gotta go
like,
to
Like, what happens if I, like, get hit by an enlarging ray, and I need a big fork?
Well, they would make a big fork for you.
Yeah, but who would do that?
You right for the time being, you would probably just eat your food in bowls, where you just throw it in your mouth, in your giant mouth.
Yeah, I would. It'd be like a video of like a hippo eating a watermelon. She's like, I'll go.
These are good questions to have when one of us gets hit by a giant ray and how we're going to eat our food.
I mean, I need to know who's going to make me a big fork because I realize I might be 1,000 feet tall, but I still want to maintain my good manners and etiquette. Mm. Dining etiquette.
Somebody give me a big fork!
Every time I speak, like, the whole planet just shakes.
When you become giant... You're going to have to walk around and be like, I need a big fork. Does anybody got a big fork? Like, that's the first thing she wants to go, oh, who wants a big fork?
I don't think I could walk around because I might step on people and it would just be me and just like, sorry, sorry, sorry. Like, as I'm like stepping on people.
I wouldn't even move. I would just sit down. Yeah. Like, I'd be like, everybody move for like a mile.
I got cramp.
I'm just going to sit down. I'm just going to lay down.
Yeah.
I just lay down.
Yeah.
I want to cooperate here.
Yeah.
Just lay down.
And just bring me watermelons and I'll just.
Just throw water
around
my mouth.
And they'll be like grapes. Anyway.
While I'm weighing down and you guys are trying to figure out how to make me small again, just throw watermelons in my mouth.
Also, can you please have someone make me a fork?
Also, Starbucks.
Oh, shit. That would be terrible. How would I get a latte?
Well, they would just come up and just throw it in your mouth. Like, ah!
But they'd have to have, like, it would have to be, like, one of those water trucks.
Yeah.
Or, like, water towers full of latte.
Well, they would just
That is a lot of fucking latte.
Yeah, well, pour some latte on Jen. Pour some
latte on me. Anyway. Actual
pour some latte on me.
It's my theme song.
Can somebody make that? If any of your listeners out there are musically inclined and you want to make that song for us, because I know for some podcasts people make songs for them and stuff like that because, you know, the other shows are loved.
Jesus Christ.
No, we are loved.
You don't love me.
No, you don't love us because of a song. I'm sorry, Nick. I'm sorry, Rob. Our good friends who have been reaching out to us specifically, Russell.
Yes.
People have reached out specifically and said they enjoy the show.
Pour some latte on me. When you need...
When you're 500 feet tall!
I'm not up on my warrant. Is that a warrant?
That's Def Leppard.
I'm not up on them either. Anyway, so...
What are you talking about? That song came out like 2 years before this book.
And somehow I still don't know all the words to it, so I'm kind of proud of myself.
Well, you were making up, whatever.
Yeah, whatever. I know the chorus.
Yeah, no, that's all you need to know.
I was going to say, I wouldn't like...
I don't think anybody else is like, man...
I don't know the verse.
Something about shake it up, peaches and cream.
Yeah, fuck if I know, I don't know. A lot of food-based songs back then.
It's a Guy Fieri kind of song.
Guy Fieri approves all of these songs. Maybe that's what drives... You know, because all of those songs are obviously euphemisms for sex. Maybe Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives is a euphemism for sex in Guy Fieri's world.
Like dives? Like muff dives?
Yeah.
Is that what we're talking about? I don't know.
Maybe that's where he's got his, like, patented technique where he, like, pops his elbows out.
Put your elbows out, gotta go down.
So you don't get anything on your face?
That's why I put my sunglasses in the back of my head so I can access to buff diving.
Also scares the chick's husband when they walk in. She thinks she's just having sex with, like, Cousin It, but, like, backwards. I don't know how that works. Anyway. Back to this book. So, this woman has been, like, stuck to a wall in an underground cave, but all of a sudden there's a steel door.
Oh, yeah.
And... Spider-Man's like, she went behind this door. I'm going to pull it off the wall. Oh, wait, she's gone.
She's gone, and somehow she also snuck through this door with Grim Reaper.
She took her curio cabinet.
Took a curio cabinet with a full-grown man in it.
Yeah.
And then at the end, we get a little, like, speech from Spider-Man and Hank about, like, don't hate, love.
Yeah, love. It says, he's like, oh, man, you know, I feel sorry. Hank Pym's like, I feel sorry for her. You know, this is her plan to restore her one love. And you know, she's so hopeless and full of hate right now. And Spider-Man's like, I agree. No one should be condemned to a life without love.
Power of Love starts playing, guys. It's a good song.
So that's this book.
Yes, that's Web of Spider-Man number 46 from January 1989. Would you read the next issue?
No. I don't care.
Yeah, here's the thing about Spider. I probably wouldn't either. Because here's the thing. It's actually finding a fun Spider-Man book for us to do.
Mm-hmm. It's hard.
It's hard because I have a hard time finding because I find Spider-Man incredibly boring.
Yeah. I like when he teams up with, like, other heroes.
Well, those are different because this was the explicit purpose of him being with another hero. And
right, because that's how I feel that he, like, that's how I tolerate him the best. And it's weird because, like, I used to watch that Spider-Man, do you remember the Spider-Man cartoon, like, back in the day, during the 90s? I used to watch that all the time, and I really enjoyed it. But for some reason, I can't get into his comic books.
Yeah, yeah, so we're doing our best to bring something here. So thankfully this one, you know, after as soon as I read it, I was like, we're doing it. So I'm glad we got to talk about it, but I would not read the next one. Fuck it.
That's our motto.
Sun is out. Hold me is my pain. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Eric.
Let's tell listeners about our podcast, A Waste of Time with It's the Real.
Yes, we came up with the idea for a podcast where it was going to be a dinner party style conversation on the Upper West Side of Manhattan. All of our rapper friends were going to come over, but then the press release went out and it said that it was going to be a dinner party. And we were like, oh no, we have to cook for all these rappers.
And so we have. We had people like Jadakiss and Mac Miller and Migos. They're all here to tell stories and they end up being fed, which is great.
Yeah, a little surprise.
Check us out, A Waste of Time with It's the Real, with new episodes every Tuesday.
Yes, download, rate, and subscribe on iTunes or check us out on sideshownetwork.tv/itsthereal. We out ya.
Pour some latte on me.
It's a good song.
It's, yeah, especially when I sing it in such a tone-deaf manner.
Yeah, well, you'd probably be the singer of Def Leppard now.
Okay.
They don't need one, but it could be it.
Are they all dead?
No, they're still alive.
Oh, you know, sometimes I have to check.
You know, the one guy actually does have Hodgkin's.
Oh.
And it was kind of sad.
Oh.
You know, I heard about it. I was like, oh, fuck. It's a very depressing band.
You send some big love up to them.
I know, man. Okay. Phil Collins.
Yes.
Phil Elliott of Get Well. I know you and I have both endured the same illness.
Yeah.
And feel better. You know, you've done many great songs. I do like Def Leppard quite a bit. Uh-huh. I'm disappointed that you can't listen to most of their stuff on Spotify.
Yeah, what the hell, man?
You know, but, you know, I do enjoy their musics. Mm. Yeah, mm-hmm. So it's good. Yeah. It's a good song. Those are good songs to have when you're at a bar with your friends.
Oh, well, yeah, when everybody's drunk.
When you're at, like, the neighborhood bar. By neighborhood bar, like, you can't just, I'm not talking, like, any bar out here.
Oh, like, no. This is when you live in, like
suburbs. Like,
yeah, you have to live in, like, the fucking suburbs and, like, you know, see your friends from high school at the same fucking place.
And you're like, hey, man, they're playing fucking Rocket. Yeah, that's a good song. Hey, oh, good song.
Hi.
Oh, we have a cat.
Do you miss podcasting?
She wants a podcast.
She does. Hi, sweetie.
Yeah, it's good. You know, this is a 3-hour show, so we might as well have her do a segment.
Exactly. We've got to have her thoughts on Batman v Superman. What do you think, sweetie?
Oh, yeah, you like okay. It?
I don't know if the mic caught that. She's so small. All right. What's our next book?
Oh, our next book is The Brave and the Bold, number 131 from December 1976. It is Batman and Wonder Woman versus the Catwoman.
Oh, yeah.
Day of Tigers, Night of Death. Sure, whatever. And this is Catwoman in her... She has a weird costume.
Yeah, this is the one where she had, like, the red mask and, like, the blue tights. It's one you don't
blue
see
Blue tights,
very
it's
often.
Black. And she has, like an actual tail.
Yeah, this is
which I don't believe she's ever really had.
There was a point where she had, before, like, after Balint Catwoman and, like, before her purple suit, there was...
No, that would be... That was
or no, I'm sorry, her black suit. There's a period of time where she has, like, a purple bodysuit that's not the Balint one, and it's kind of ugly, and it's not for very long, and it does have a tail.
Well.
Yeah.
It's just weird seeing her with a tail.
Yeah, it's bizarre. That's why they don't do it much, because it's fucking weird.
Anyway, she's wearing this weird suit, and tigers are attacking Batman and Wonder Woman, hence the title. So.
That's why we picked it, because... Two of the three people in Batman v Superman. We did Superman last week. Now we're doing Batman and Wonder Woman this week.
So this is a Bob Haney, Jim Aparo story. So it's batshit crazy.
Uh-huh.
As we are wont to be attracted to.
Which is always my favorite, actually.
Yeah, so basically
this batshit.
Take 7 steps to wipe out.
Yeah. So Batman is watching some dude. He's on a roof. He's watching some dude.
He's watching a foreign embassy, watching a diplomat walk out of a building with a case, and he gets into a car, and the car speeds off, but that's because we see the guy gets in the car, and right away there's a big fucking Jaguar.
Yeah, in the back.
In the back.
And he's like, oh, shit. So the guy's like, starts swerving, Batman's like, what the hell's going on? And the guy crashes, like... right into a wall, and then it leads to my favorite panel, which is this guy, I mean, he hit the wall going like 70, And Batman opens the door and he's like, "Are you okay? Oh no, never mind, you're dead." Like
he opens the door and he's like, Mr. Ambassador, you're right. Good God!"
Because he's dead.
Yeah.
And then a big jaguar jumps on Batman.
Yeah, Jaguar's okay.
Yeah, he's like, "I'm fine. Don't worry about me."
He's like, "Hey, what's up?"
And then Wonder Woman shows up out of nowhere and lassos him. Lassos the jaguar. And Batman's like, "Wonder Woman? ! And then she puts the thing in, like a trash can.
She puts it in a trash can, wraps him, kind of forces him down.
Yeah, and then, another jaguar, runs out of the car, runs away.
He runs away with the case that the guy that had on his hand, so. Yeah. Because basically, they were shadowing this ambassador from the North Africa, described by Wonder Woman as North Africa's newest but nastiest nation, Sudaria.
Yes.
Which I love because it sounds like she's talking about a wrestler or something. Yeah. Yeah, it's like he's the nastiest nation from the coming down the aisle.
Yeah, pretty much.
The newest and nastiest.
From Sudaria.
This guy. Yeah, so.
And so Batman's like, "Well, obviously, the only person who could have done this is Catwoman."
Yeah.
Catwoman! This is the book where Batman spends the majority of it telling Wonder Woman all about Catwoman.
Well, you know, he's into her.
He is into her. He's just like, "I'm going to talk about Catwoman now." He's just like, "Obviously it's Catwoman." And she could have been Catman. I don't know. Could have been other cat-based villains.
Yeah, and so basically,
but he's just, nope, Catwoman.
And basically,
that's how he does detective work. He's like, "My dick feels like this is Catwoman."
Yeah, I know. He's like... Yeah, it's like,
"My dick is tingling. It's Catwoman."
Must be Catwoman. Usually, when my
instead of Spidey sense, he has dick sense.
Yeah.
I've got a tingle. Do you think it tingles when Superman is?
Do you think when Superman's around, he's like Superman? Ah!
Maybe. Maybe it's a different type of tingle.
Because guys, we haven't gone this entire show without talking about how Batman and Superman fuck.
They want to fuck.
Oh, they want to fuck.
Yeah, they do.
This is pretty much it. So anyways, here's some of my favorite stuff in this book.
Yeah.
Of many. First of which, Batman calls. He's like, "Well, this dude is dead, which surprisingly, okay, if like a diplomat leaves a building and there's no other like security detail following
right,
him.
Right, it's just him.
It's just him getting in a car with a tiger. And he's driving, and...
He doesn't even have a driver. He's driving himself.
And it's like, you know, so Superman's like, "Well, nobody else is around, because it's Gotham, and everybody's off being horrible." So, so he calls his...
All the GCPD is a fucking funeral.
Yeah, they're all the funeral, so...
one of the many cops...
I saw today a guy dressed as GCPD, but it was just dressed as normal GCPD. Yeah. I think he was supposed to be like maybe like Gordon or something.
Yeah, I think he might have been Gordon, but
in SWAT gear or whatever.
Yeah, but I was just like, that guy's gonna die.
You know,
because in 10 minutes, because if you're GCPD, you're gonna get
too many women walking around with like help the families of the Gotham police officers.
Maybe that's what we should have done. I should have set up a little table with like a little thing where it's like, you know, support the
if we had a show at WonderCon, we would have had that at the outside. We walk in or something, just people like, "Hey, please help the Gotham police officers.
The funeral costs are astronomical for police officers
because there's literally
no one will insure them. They can't get life insurance because it's like a guaranteed death once you sign up for the GCPD.
Because there's literally like 100 funerals happening at once.
I know.
It's like that scene in fucking Daredevil this season when like all the you know whatever the spoiler Punisher kills a bunch of people.
Whoa, are you telling me Punisher kills?
Yeah, it's new. Yeah, and there's a bunch of Irish mobsters that he killed, and there's a giant
thing
of corpses and
a bunch of funerals all at once with like that's basically what it is, the GCPD.
They just do them once every Thursday.
Throw them in the pit.
So anyway, so but he calls.
So he goes to the police box phone to call for somebody to come collect this dead guy.
Which I thought was funny because he's like, "I'll call the morgue." It's like, "Hey, morgue, hey, it's Batman."
Batman.
Yeah, there's like a dead guy on the street.
he's like, "Hey, Hey, Bill. Batman. Hey, yeah, how are kids? Good, good. Good to hear that. Yeah.
Really? We really saw the movie? What'd you think? How was I? Was I good? Hey, Wonder Woman. What'd you think of Wonder Woman? He thought you were great. Superman didn't make sense. So he cooked those flowers? You'll get it when you see it, guys.
By the way, dead guy. Anyway.
By the way, dead guy. See you later.
Bye, ladies.
Peace
out, bro. So Wonder Woman then is like, well, we better keep this cat. So I'm going to keep it in a tiny little trash can in the trunk of the Batmobile.
And she throws it in there.
Poor fucking tiger thing.
Yeah.
So bad.
She's like a brainwashed animal going in the trunk of the Batmobile, which apparently is gigantic.
Apparently. You can fit a...
He's got like a Ford Focus-sized trunk. Because sometimes, you know, you look at it, like, that's one thing I'll look at cars these days, and I'll be like, oh, this trunk is huge.
Yeah, you open and you're like, what the fuck, man? So much trunk. You can fit, like, four bodies in here.
Yeah, or a Jaguar.
Or a Jaguar in a trash can. So they get in the Batmobile, and...
That's because I won't buy a car unless I can fit a Jaguar in a trash can. So, excuse me, yeah. You think this might fit a Jaguar in a trash can?
I think we should ask the salesman that next time we buy a car.
Yeah.
They're not going to look at us weird at all. I hope they look at us with the straight face and say yes. Because that is the person you want to buy a car from.
Mm, yes.
Yeah. So they get in the car, and Batman's like, well, the ambassador was actually meeting me to, like, give me that attaché case. Because there's something in it he wanted me to see. So let's go to this guy.
To Uncle Sam.
And he'll help, you know, put the pieces together. By the way, let's talk about Catwoman. Because I know it's her. And her. She could have done this, and did I mention that she's got really pretty hair? And
smells nice.
Yeah, she smells really nice, and she's got an ass that won't quit.
Well, there are these big chewy pretzels.
Hey, Marsh, you got an ass that won't quit. Anyway, so then they get to see Uncle Sam, who is wearing apparently what it's like one of those like accounting visor things.
But here's the thing: he does not look like Uncle Sam as you know him.
No, he's just like a dude who calls himself Uncle Sam.
He's just a dude who looks like he's wearing one of those like poker visors.
Yeah, like those green ones that like accountants wear. And shit.
But the way that he's drawn, it looks like he's blind.
He looks like Jordy LaForge.
Yeah, like he's wearing like a thing around his eyes. Yeah,
that's exactly what it looks like. It looks like Jordy LaForge. Yes, that's exactly what it looks like. So they go to like talk.
So what? Okay, so what? Real quick, let's just tell them what is this thing that they're trying to piece together?
Apparently, it's an encryption device. So
the machine is called Peter Rabbit.
It's called Peter Rabbit. There's a copy of the blueprint that's been broken up into like seven pieces. This country has six of the seven pieces now because of this. And if they get it, they can break all the encryption on all the U.S. codes, and so therefore, that is what they need to stop from happening.
That's bad.
And that's bad. So that's that. And then we go to Catwoman, who's like, oh, yay, thanks for my suitcase full of things.
Uh-huh.
That's great.
Did Batman say anything about me? Oh, he's been talking about me for the past 20 pages?
Yeah, great. Yeah. Let's talk about Batman. The next day, Bruce Wayne and Diana Prince go to an auction. And for some fucking reason, Wonder Woman is like, hey, why are we here? And Batman's like, well, you know, there's that ambassador over there. He wants that thing. And she's like, I knew you had a reason for us coming to this auction. I'm like, do you just go with him to auctions, like, on the regular? And then, like, this one, you're like, oh, I'm glad it relates to our crime-fighting activities.
Yeah.
Diana Prince, kind of stupid. So they're bidding on this cat statue thing, and some guy bids on it, and Bruce is like, that must be the guy, I'll test it, and so he eventually drops $200,000 on a statue, and this goes to what we were saying last week, where Superman has more money than Batman, and that is because Batman drops $200,000 on bullshit, instead of stealing this thing.
Yeah, which he's gonna do anyways.
So what the fuck? So that guy, like, storms out, and then Batman and Wonder Woman in their costumes come to pick up Bruce Wayne's purchase. Which is stupid.
Yeah, I know, it's funny, because, like, The auctioneer's like, oh, it's bad. Like, yeah, Batman. Bruce Wayne wanted me to pick this up for him. It's like, could you make it even more obvious that Batman and Bruce Wayne are, like, pretty much the same person?
Well, I think you said he works for Postmates now.
That's right!
Batman
yeah.
works for Postmates. He's coming to pick stuff up and drop it off.
He's going, like, I got a coupon.
Yeah.
This weekend, and Batman's going to work for me.
So then that guy shows up who was bidding on it, and...
Turns out it's not the guy who it actually is.
Right, he's a fake ambassador or whatever, but then there that thing that Batman just spent $200,000 on explodes.
Explodes, Wonder Woman throws it. How did he know it was a bomb?
I don't know, because there's like no information on it. It's just like, it's not ticking or anything. Batman's just like, oh no, it's a bomb, and Wonder Woman throws it at a door. And then she gets like the brunt of the explosion, but you know, luckily she doesn't die because she's an Amazon.
She's like, I'm so hot.
Yeah, she's like, I'm pretty sexy.
Pretty sexy, and I don't die.
I don't die. And then
Superman. Yeah, and then we get then they go and they drive outside of the city limits.
Oh, that's right. And they find like a.
Oh, look! They drive by. So they drive by something called the Bookery.
Bookery
that sells comics and occult. For a second, I thought it says groceries.
Nope.
But
Bookery. Yeah, so they like they're like, I have an idea. We still have that Jaguar in a trash can in the trunk of the Batmobile. Maybe we should let it out and we'll just follow it home.
You mean it won't kill us when we let it out?
Yeah, we'll just let it out. Because it's been in a fucking confined space for the past like 48 hours. It's fine. So let's let it go.
It's still good. Have they been feeding it?
No. This is, don't worry about animal cruelty. It's fine. No, it's fine.
I'll serve it with my bat steaks. Like he's fucking Donald Trump again.
Do you think Alfred has to cut all Bruce's steaks into the shape of the bat?
Yes. 100%. Yes.
Before Bruce will eat them?
Yes.
So he has to take like decent pieces of meat and like put a big cookie cutter in them to make them into a bat symbol?
Yes, 100%. 100%. I would not.
Is it also like if Alfred was to make Bruce a peanut butter and jelly sandwich? Not only does he have to like cut the crust off, but he has to cut it into the shape of a bat symbol.
You know what? I have to go back and watch that movie. The movie, because there's a point where Bruce Wayne has a sandwich on his table. Maybe it is in the shape of a bat.
That's true. We could look.
Yeah, because also I'm very fascinated by when Bruce Wayne gets to eat.
You love superheroes eating.
Well, I love superheroes eating, but I'm also fascinated by, like, you know, it's like, oh, when do they get to have their diets and stuff, you know? Because, you know, Kevin Smith actually depicted this. You know, he had Superman eating a rye sandwich, rye and tuna on rye.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's a good sandwich, you know?
Yeah.
Making that a point. You know, wrapped it up, put it in a bat, cut it as a bat.
Yeah. Cut it into
or maybe he makes bread as bat.
Oh, he probably does. He probably had to, like, have a, like, custom-made, like, pan.
Yeah.
So he can make everything into the shape of a bat.
Bat bread.
And people come over and they're like, why is all your bread shaped like bat symbols? And Bruce is just like...
And Bruce goes, I'm Batman.
I mean, because it's funny. And then, like, he's like, let's get drunk. And then...
Let's get drunk. I'm Batman.
I'll pretend to get drunk. So anyway, so they let the thing go, the Jaguar, out of his fucking trunk. And he goes to Catwoman, probably.
Oh, this is the part where I thought that Batman called Catwoman a cunt. Because he calls her a cunning witch, and just when you look at it real fast...
It looks like cunt.
It looks like cunt. I'm like, that cunt? I'm like, hey! Oh.
Like, whoa, calm down there, Bruce.
Calm down, buddy.
So, they follow...
They follow him. They follow this cat to...
some foundation. Some
foundation on the outside where it says... Felide, and he's like, it's Latin for cat. I'm like, yeah, great.
Yeah, smart. I'm glad you didn't fucking figure that out already, you idiot.
Dumb idiot. Which, by the way, real quick, I just came across an ad here, which we saw this earlier. There's a Strange Sports DC Comics special.
We have to find that.
Which I have to find.
Yeah.
Because if it's Superman playing baseball and, like, missing and getting made fun of, I hope that's what it is.
Just being the worst wrestler.
Just being just a Superman, the jobber.
Yeah, so, like, they jump the fence, and, like, there's this very weird panel where Catwoman's on a tree, and Batman is surprised to see her. But the reason he looked like a surprise is because the way it's drawn is he looks like he's coming up behind Wonder Woman to, like, put his arms around her.
Like, they're in a club and they're dancing?
Yeah, like, he's gonna pull one of those things where, like, the dude, like, puts his arms around his girlfriend and just, like, holds on to her like he did in high school.
Either that or he's doing the move I like to call the Alfred Hitchcock.
Alfred Hitchcock.
Where, like, you know, the dude's got, like, you know, come up with their crotch. It's like,
ew.
I never did that.
That's gross.
I know it's gross.
I was not aware it was called the Alfred Hitchcock.
I made that up. That was not officially called that.
When you
I made
walk
it up.
At somebody boner first.
Yeah, that's when you walk at. That's it's especially creepy when you do it slow and you sing the Alfred Hitchcock thing. Like, oh no.
And you're like, yeah, dudes rubbing their boners on you in clubs is gross. that's never good. But that's kind of what Batman looks like he's going to do here in this panel. And then, like, Catwoman shows up, and he is surprised to find Catwoman at the place that he's following the cat.
Yeah, why is he surprised? You literally went there to find out she's there, and you're like, Catwoman?
That's why I think he's worried that he just got caught trying to feel on Wonder Woman. Like, that's
I know.
Kind of what it looks like.
Bruce Wayne can't keep it in his pants.
Nope. He was like, oh, this is the perfect time for me and Wonder Woman to have sex when we're on this mission. But, oh, no, Catwoman's here, and she'll get mad.
So, yeah, so then she unleashes two tigers after them, and they fight.
And they fight. And Wonder Woman
throws a tiger over the fence.
Wonder Woman throws a tiger over the fence, like, swings it around by its tail, throws it over the fence, which is mean. And then she, like, kicks another one in the face. And then doesn't Batman, like, attack one with his taint?
Is that later?
No, I think it's before.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, here he that's right. He jumps on.
Yeah, like he jumps. He swings from a tree branch and he like lands on the tiger like a horse, but it just looks like he's smashing it with his taint.
Yeah, pretty much he's using his dick and balls.
Yeah, which I'm sure that didn't feel good.
Yeah, well, that should have been in the movie where Batman accidentally uses his taint to attack whatever Doomsday or whoever the fuck he's attacking.
Yeah,
and he's like, oh, my taint. Jeremy Irons is back there. It's like, did you just use your taint again to hit somebody? Yes, I did, Alfred.
Shut up, Alfred. And sure, you really need to be careful of your taint.
You need to stop doing these taint.
That is the fourth time this week you have hit your taint.
I'll prepare the ice bath.
The taint compress.
I want to talk so bad about that one part in the movie. In the fight.
Big. I'm sorry.
In the fight.
Take.
Can we talk about that?
What part?
The where he's fighting. And we're like Jesus Christ. How in Batman v Superman?
You what part?
The one where he gets shot.
Oh yeah, no. Yeah, you can mention it if you want. That's fine.
Okay, so spoiler alert: there's a fight with Batman and a bunch of thugs. As he's fighting, somebody goes up behind him and at point-blank range shoots him with a handgun in the back of the head.
And nothing happens.
And literally nothing happens.
Like, literally, it doesn't... Like, if you've watched Daredevil, again, spoiler alert for Daredevil, Daredevil gets shot by the Punisher in the head at almost point-blank range, and at least it knocks him down.
It knocks him down and fucks him up pretty good.
It fucks him up because, of course, like, even though his little helmet stopped it, just like Batman's cowl stopped the thing, it still fucked with him. Helmets are, like, magic. It's still gonna hurt. And he literally shoots Batman point-blank range in the head, and nothing happens. It doesn't even crack his cowl.
And he doesn't even break his stride.
Stop. Doesn't even notice. And you're just like, what the fuck? Like, that was ridiculous.
So, yeah.
Anyway.
Anyways, you have look.
End spoiler
movies,
alert.
Yeah, you have that to look forward to in the movie. So, yeah. Okay. So, basically.
So, I don't know. They leave because Catwoman got away. And then the next day. And I don't know why Batman is here. Because it's, like, the floor of the UN or something.
Yeah, they're in the UN.
And all of a sudden, Catwoman in her costume, with a cheetah on a leash, walks in because she's announced her citizenship so she can become the new ambassador to whatever country that was.
Sudaria.
And Batman goes, this is too wild to be believable. And
you're just thinking that now?
I was like speaking for the audience. Reading this comic book, because this is ridiculous.
So you should just say that at the beginning of all the episodes.
Yeah, so then Catwoman gives, like, a speech about, like, something. whatever. It doesn't matter.
The UN must be just complete. In the comic book universe, must be completely useless. They're like, hey, look at this woman in this weird costume walking.
Who just somehow was just like, you know what? I don't want to be an American citizen anymore. I want to be the ambassador of this country. And that country was like, that's cool. You can be our ambassador. You've never been here before. You literally have no ties to this country, but you're our ambassador now. It's cool. And the reason is because, like, diplomatic attaché cases and stuff and mail doesn't get searched. And Catwoman knows this. And so, apparently, Wonder Woman has been assigned to be Catwoman's bodyguard.
Whatever.
So they try to... I forget, they try to, like, get out of the country, but they get stopped for some reason. Like, oh, and Batman stops it. And, like, a couple days later...
No, wait. You know what happens?
What?
Superman calls in a bomb threat. Or no, Batman calls in a bomb threat.
That's not yet.
No, he does.
That's not yet. That's not what happens right here.
He says it then.
I thought that was on the next one. Okay. So Batman called in a bomb threat.
Batman called in a bomb threat. Probably from the police phone.
Yeah, probably.
From the police.
Called up his buddy.
Because they're like, hey, it's been a bomb threat. We got to check that case. And she's like, Catwoman's like, fuck you. I'm a diplomat. Eat my ass. I'll cancel my flights. Like, who cares?
And then a couple days later, Catwoman is dead. Like, you just see her in a coffin. And she's been poisoned. So they're going to take her body back to the country she's never been to bury her.
I know. Proper burial for a woman that nobody likes.
Yes. And Batman's like, fuck that. I'm stealing that body. And he does. So you're like,
well, here's the thing. So he goes, will that coffin be searched by customs? And they're like, no, because death is sacred.
Yeah,
that's what literally some guy with a pipe says.
Yeah,
he goes, no, because a dead body is sacred. It would cause an international incident. And Batman's like, well, if that could be a catastrophe, he runs off to steal a coffin,
and he does.
Batman, you can't steal a coffin. Well, fuck, who's going to tell him not?
Yeah, so he does. And he steals a coffin, and he, like, drives away in, like, a hippie van. Then he puts the coffin in.
Wait a minute.
I don't know where, because he, like, steals it on a forklift, and then it's in a van, I guess?
Hope my hunch is correct. I'll be doing time for body session. Why'd you throw it in the Frank Frazetta van?
He stole Scooby-Doo's mystery machine and fucking threw a coffin in it, like, drove away.
He's like a creepy early 80s van. He's like, hey, bro, can I,
before you paint a wolf on the side of this, can I borrow it?
Crank up the molly hatchet, let's roll.
So he steals her coffin and then... He opens it and he's like, oh no, because there's two cats in the coffin.
These
poor fucking cats.
Oh god.
These poor cats have been so abused. They feel bad for the cats.
Somebody should call animal cruelty.
They really should, because they've been in trunks and now they're in a fucking coffin and they're trying to attack Batman and the only thing he can do is hide in the coffin. So he does.
Yeah, because one of them is, like, biting his hand.
Yeah, he's, like, trying to kill him. And so he calls Wonder Woman on the radio, and he's like, oh, quick, you got to stop Catwoman.
Well, what happens is apparently he finds out that the piece, because Wonder Woman... What happens is there's a tape.
Yeah. No, well, it's that little, it's the seventh piece of the blueprint.
Right, so there's a group in there, and Wonder Woman, or Catwoman's like, ha-ha, Wonder Woman's flying it because she's my bodyguard, and she's flying it in her invisible jet to Sidaria. So
Batman has to call and tell her, like, hey, don't.
Batman's like, yo, hey, don't do it.
So and she turns around.
Wait, does she get shot down?
She does, because, like, I guess they intercepted Batman's radio transmission or whatever, and they shoot her, and it, like, shoots the back end off her plane, but her plane somehow still stays aloft, I don't know, by her lasso or something, but whatever, they, she gets diverted, and they save the thing, the end.
Yeah, she was apparently was in some sort of deal, and, some sort of capsule in there, and they're like, well, we got it.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
So Darien Customs would have seized it as soon as I've landed. And Catwoman's got 99 lives.
Yeah. There was one thing I did want to say, though.
Oh, okay.
Here. So Batman says... here it says... The rest of her recording revealed she used a rare drug to induce a death-like trance
that
fooled even the doctors. And I would like to think that in The Dark Knight Returns, when Batman does pretty much the same fucking thing at the very end, where he uses a drug to make it look like he's dead, but he's not actually dead. Do you remember this?
In the movie?
No, in the comic book. The Frank Miller book.
Okay.
So, after he fights Superman, he's like, you know, I beat you, whatever, and then Bruce dies. And his heart's not beating. But what happened was he took a drug that actually made it appear dead, so even Superman thought he was dead because his heart stopped. Until the very end when you like he hears the actual like heartbeat start up again at the thing. So I'd like to think that Batman got this idea from Catwoman.
Drugs.
And then implemented it many years in the future.
Good job.
Yep. So that's that book.
That's Brave and the Bold number, what was it?
131.
From December 1976.
1976, yes.
Yeah, the year of our country.
Would you read the next issue?
Well, of course. It's Brave and the Bold.
Yeah, I love these.
I would read these all fucking day.
These are fucking batshit crazy. This is the shit I love. Like, I've discovered that I kind of have a thing where I go for comics pretty much from about 1970-ish to 1985.
Yeah.
That's maybe even a little earlier, 1983. Like, that's my sweet spot for these.
Yeah, and I'm usually more...
Because they're fucking ridiculous.
And I'm usually more 90s.
Yeah, no, that's for me. I like these, like, really old ones. Like,
yeah.
I like picking up a comic book and knowing it's older than me. and then, because that means there's more batshit in it than, like, a comic book I would
pick up today. Anything written by Bob Haney is guaranteed batshit, so
yeah, which I love.
He did not disappoint here.
Yeah.
And so.
I really wish I wish one of the books that they had announced for Rebirth was just a fucking crazy-ass book.
It's called Batshit Crazy Book Stories That Only Jed Would Love.
Yeah, and I would love them so much.
Well, come on, I mean, who would... How much fun? Come on, because this is not—it's not that far fetched from the bullshit that's going on now in these books.
I know, and then at least we wouldn't have to worry about everything crossing over every fucking three issues.
And then you gotta reboot it and stuff,
tie-ins and shit. I don't want any of that shit. I just want stupid, dumb stories about Catwoman training tigers to steal.
And then Batman jumping on them with his taint.
And Batman stealing coffins. Bring me books where Batman steals coffins.
He literally steals a coffin.
He stole a coffin and put it
like
in
a
fucking van.
Like he's a fucking undertaker or some
shit. And he put it in a shit van. Like a van that you know some dude's gonna smoke pot out of the back of before a metal show.
I want to believe that he went up to that guy ahead of time and was like, hey man, I'm Batman and I need your van.
Yeah.
And I'll trade you this, like, the entire Boston...
I'll
treat you as Boston LP for the van.
Eight-track. You know what? If you let me have this van, I will put a sweet 8-track player in it.
He's like, fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah, bro.
I'll put it in like the bat track player.
Yeah.
It only plays tapes shaped like bats. He's like, fuck. This sucks. I got swindled by Batman.
Do you think so? So Bruce Wayne's like, you know what? I really like this song, Alfred. Download it from iTunes and burn it to a bat-shaped CD so I can play it in the Batmobile.
Can I buy all my music on bat-shaped vinyl? Because you know how they sell like those vinyls that are like... Actually, bat-shaped vinyl would be impossible, wouldn't it?
No, because remember we went to that actually today when we were at WonderCon. They had the Disney thing and they had a vinyl shaped like BB-8.
Oh, that's right.
I don't know if you can actually play it. It's more like a collector's thing.
I was going to say, how do you actually play it? I mean, you could as long as it circles and
right,
the thing.
Right, it's a small part. But they did have all the vinyls with like Disney characters and shit on them. But one of them was shaped like BB-8.
We did not see a BB-8 tonight.
We didn't, and I was really disappointed.
Because BB-8 was hanging out. I like BB-8.
No. Actually, we did see it yesterday, you know, looking at the cosplay pictures from WonderCon that were up on Instagram and stuff. there was a little kid, which we did not see him today, but he was dressed like BB-8.
Yeah.
And then when he, like, he could crouch down and it would, like, form BB-8, and then he could, like, stand up and, like, walk around and stuff. It was adorable.
And he stuck his hand out and had his little lighter, you know.
Yeah, it was so cute. I was like, that's amazing. I did see a little stormtrooper, though.
Yeah.
She was, like, 3, and that was really cute. Yeah. Maybe a little older, but that was adorable.
Yeah, good job, families.
Yeah.
Way to be. We did buy some comics today.
I didn't buy a lot, actually. I was really proud of myself.
Yeah, I bought more, but it was stuff that I needed.
Yeah, well, you've had a lot of stuff, and I actually was a little bit bummed out because I did not have as many dollar boxes as I was hoping.
People were being stingy.
Yeah, so and I was kind of bummed out by that because that's what I love about cons is like going to like find just huge amounts of dollar boxes. At least I didn't see him, but there's a guy. I don't know his name, but he was at Kamikaze, and then we saw him at Pasadena. And he has, like, all the dollar boxes.
Yeah.
Like, so many fucking dollar boxes. And he's, like I love seeing that guy. I'm like, yay, let's go see, like...
Well, he was selling his shit for a quarter last time.
Yeah, and, like, we spent a lot of money at his booths, but, like, he wasn't there. And I was like, oh, that's my guy.
That's our dude.
That's my guy.
Yeah, but it was still fun.
It was still fun.
I bought a Beast action figure to put with my Wonder Man action figure. I'm gonna do that on my desk.
Yep.
Guys, you're a grown man. I know this doesn't matter to you because you can't see my desk, but that's how my desk is gonna look.
Just really quick, Wonder Woman's boob is drawn really weird in this on this cover. Look at it.
Oh. Yeah, actually.
I didn't notice that until right now. It's like literally like the line of her cleavage goes all the way up to her clavicle.
She needs to see a doctor.
Yeah, she really should because that's not proper placement.
You should take a picture of that and be like, Wonder Woman, see a doctor.
Poor Wonder Woman. Her tits all fucked up. That's what happens when you're made of clay, I guess. So anyway.
That's it for the show. Thank you for sparing with us if you got to the end of this.
Yeah, sorry, guys.
Yeah, sorry it's so long, but we had to talk about Batman v Superman, and you know, we got that out of the way. So thank you for listening. You can catch us on Twitter. I'm at Angry Hero Sean. On Twitter, Instagram, my Tumblr is angryhero.tumblr.com. Sean is S-H-A-W-N, by the way. So check that out.
And I am at Jen Stansfield on Twitter and Instagram, jenstansfield.tumblr.com, jenstansfield.wordpress.com, and, you know, March 31st, Hollywood Improv, 6 p.m.
Yeah, 6 p.m., Comics and Comics. It's free. Come visit. Come check us out.
Yeah.
Or come check Jen out. She'll be talking about the Batman vs. Superman.
Yeah.
And it'll be fun.
Yeah.
And, yeah. And also check out SideshowNetwork.tv. Check out all the fine shows we have there. And also please rate and subscribe on iTunes. And most importantly, send yourself, go to there, give us 5 stars if you think we deserve it. I think we do. And
in my humble opinion, I think we deserve all the stars.
Yeah. If you don't think so, that's fine. You give us what you want. You know, you're entitled to it. So please support, tell a friend, and thank you for listening, folks. And we will see you again next time.
Bye.